Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Now, is there anything too hard to forgive? I saw a testimony recently of a man in a wheelchair. He'd been in a wheelchair for 40 years. And his 40-year-old son was standing beside him, a gangster. He was a random shooting, shot him in the head and paralyzed him. And he told the story of forgiving and that he went back to find the boy and mentored him, the boy that shot him. He mentored him. And the newscaster said, "How did you forgive?" And he said, "Oh, I had to. I didn't have a choice." Mm-hmm. So because he chose it, God's forgiveness came to him and the power to forgive that comes from Christ alone. When you really choose to forgive, eventually the power of God is going to be there for the forgiveness to be actual and you will be free. Mm-hmm. But it begins with a choice. And the choice is, let it be. It is what it is.
That's a word that has been buzzing around you and about you for a number of years.
Carol reminded me of where it began the other day. I don't tell it in the book, but we were in Spain, and something was very frightening was going on at home. I was very disturbed about it, and I sat in a beautiful courtyard, and I was crying out to God. Because I was in Spain and I could do nothing about it and I couldn't fix it and I couldn't have fixed it if I was home anyway. And I was imagining all kind of terrible outcomes. And the Lord said, "Let." And my anguish completely vanished. Mm. All my fears, pain, hurt vanished. All my emotions vanished. And I went, "What on earth happened? What do you mean, let?" He said, "Let me be God, and let the situation be what the situation is." And as it turned out, it went poof. All the difficulty of it at home went poof. Mm-hmm. There was nothing. It came to nothing, mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. In fact, it came to a good outcome.
A better outcome than you could have done if you had done it yourself.
Exactly. And that's where it began. And so that word let, and you know, someone reminded me this week that the word of creation was "let there be light." And it actually means, the word let in Genesis means be. It should be written "be light." Let tells it better. But the word let is very powerful. It's let God be God. And that's why to forgive, there's a tremendous work of accepting the situation. And it can be done. You can do it by knowing God, by an intimate relationship with God on that issue, so that you're involved in a dialogue with Him, you're involved in honesty with Him, you're choosing, you're praying, and you're releasing. And as He works that situation through, no matter whether it's well resolved to my pleasure or whether it goes on, nevertheless, God is God over it. And man isn't God and Satan isn't God. And that's what you come to in forgiving. You come to the fact that God is God and there's no situation that He isn't over and beyond. So, but the more I'm listening to the Lord and working and hearing and writing and reading and in the Bible, the more I came to understand that I think I want to change the name of the book. It's called Altogether, which is one word, forgiven, meaning you and I are altogether forgiven. That's how I meant it. But what I'm beginning to see is we are all together forgiven. Do you see it? Mm-hmm. It's three words instead of two words. Mm-hmm. We're all together in this. We're all together in being forgiven by each other and forgiving and living forgiven. There's a chapter called Living Forgiving. And it means that once you tap into the great flow of God's forgiveness, it's like being caught up in a swell, in a flowing river that you are carried in forgiveness through life. It's a place where you, there's a place you come to where forgiveness is a constant belief, a proven belief, and a constant faith that forgiveness is simply there and it is already given. Forgiveness is given. And so you give what's already given to other people and to yourself. So that's the big, big thing. And it's simple, but not easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always everything of God is so simple. Let it be. Let it be God's. And I think there's a whole devotional series on let.
There is.
And I think it's going to be coming up. I think Jennifer told me it's going to be coming up soon. And it is one of my favorite words. Because it's so powerful. It means I'm not God. You're God. So I let you have it. And I let it be what it is. And if he gives me a promise, I let that promise be the issue. So how do you know if you're forgiven? Well, that's a very good question. This is the difficult one. You know you're forgiven when you love and care about the person who hurt you. I've worn out, if I could have worn it off the page of Luke 6, love your enemies, pray for those who spitefully use you. And that's a command. And so that's what the ultimate goal is, whether they ever know it or not. Many times they won't ever. There's some people you'll never see again so that they can see the love on your face.
Mm-hmm.
But amazingly, God allowed, this is how sovereign he is, and this is not in the book, I need to write it. Glad to get it. God sends people to you specifically that they will sin against you as a cry for help, as a proof they need God. And God trusts you sometimes, probably every time anybody offends you, it's a trust from him that you would forgive. And maybe this person is, there are people who've never had a prayer said for them, who've never been forgiven by another human being. Forgiveness has enormous dynamic power over another person. I think it was Henry Groover said, you forgive somebody, it lifts the burden of their sin just a little bit so they can face it.
Hmm.
And I know there are people who, they're just deliberate set up by God to send someone to you that desperately needs to feel forgiven, to be forgiven. And sometimes they're the most cruel because they're so hurt and afraid and hateful. That's real. So you have to find out from God. You have to forgive for your own sake. If you don't forgive, I had an experience recently where he called me to forgive someone. And I realized that if I didn't do that, I would stand before God carrying all my sin before him.
Yeah.
And that if I do not forgive, I'm not forgiven for anything. So it's your own, for your own sake. God sets it up so it's for your own sake that you forgive.
Do you remember a number of years back, I think we talked about it on a podcast, where I was talking about a man who had offended me, and that God said that he had literally tied my destiny to that man. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's well said. That's what it is, tying your destiny.
So literally, if I had not prayed, not forgiven, and not done the work of dealing with that, that literally I would be thwarting my own destiny. But it was specific. It was grander than that. That seems almost punitive. I've tied it, so you have to do it. This was something almost like slingshotting my destiny. I've tied you so that this whole situation will bring glory.
There's a number of times the Lord has taken me to Ezekiel 3, where it says, if you warn a man who's dying and he turns from his ways, his blood will not be on your hands. But if you don't warn him and he goes and dies in his sin, his blood will be on your hands. That means murder. And the incentive to care about other people that who are so difficult for me comes into that. There is a literal biblical base for what you're saying, John. That if God makes you, and confrontation is bringing another person to the forgiveness they need. And that's the goal of Matthew 18 too. It's you take one, we go privately. If they don't hear you, go with two. And then the next one is to bind and loose in prayer. So you're not released unless the Lord releases you from the person who offends you. And one of my most significant times was when I understood so clearly that God is behind, God's sovereign. He's absolutely on the throne over everything. And it's proven by the fact that Satan had to ask to sift Peter. But Jesus had a purpose. And God had a purpose for Peter to be sifted and to find out he didn't love Jesus enough to lay down his life for him. It was to convert his brothers. It was for others. God lets you be deeply offended for the sake of others.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.